Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is Tierney Sutton, a singer of extraordinary talent. Her ability to give special meaning to a tender ballad is only one facet of the many ways she approaches a song. No matter what she sings, her pure sound shines through. You are a wonderful singer, Tierney.
Thank you, Marian. I really enjoyed
listening to your records and in person, and here we are doing Piano Jazz.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, it's great to have you here. And you've brought your piano player with you, Christian Jacob, and he's a wonderful player, so I'm looking forward to hearing both of you.
Well, we're looking forward to having a chance to play with you as well.
I know you know millions of songs, and I'm wondering what you've chosen for the first one.
Well, the first one, I think, is dedicated to a little bit of a head cold that I have today, and it's called Devil May Care. It's a Bob Doreau song, and it's one of my favorite songs because it has great advice for everyone.
Bob Doreau is a terrific writer.
He's wonderful, and he has such joy in his live performance and such joy in his writing.
Okay. Devil May Care. I'm looking forward to that so much.
Bum bada dum pti dum ba dum pti dum pti dum gada dum kti ngu ba da ba di di ba da ti ti di 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 ba da da nu oh no cares for me. I'm happy as I can be. I've learned to love and to live. The devil may care. I got no blues, no woes. Whatever comes, later goes. That's how I take and I give. The devil may care. When the day is through, I suffer no regrets. 'Cause I know that he who frets loses the night. For only fool thinks he can't hold back the dawn. One who is wise never tries to revise what's past and gone. So you're gonna live and love today. Let come tomorrow what may. Don't even stop for a sigh. It doesn't help if you cry. That's how I live and I'll die. How I take and I give, the devil may care. When the day is through, I suffer no regrets. 'Cause I know that he who frets loses the night. For only a fool that thinks he can hold back the dawn. One who is wise never tries to revise what's past and gone. So you all gotta live and love today. Let come tomorrow. Oh, what may, don't even stop for a sigh. It doesn't help if you cry. That's how I live and I'll die. Devil may care. Thank you. devil may care. I got no blues, no woes, whatever comes later goes. That's how I take and I give, devil may care. 'Cause when the day is through, I suffer no regrets. I know that he who frets loses the night. For only a fool ever thinks he can hold back the dawn. The one who is wise never tries to revise what's past and gone. So you gotta live, you gotta love today. Let come tomorrow what may. Don't even stop for a sigh, 'cause it won't help if you cry. That's how I live and I'll die. Din 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 the devil. Devil may care.
You know, Bob Dureau writes such sort of jaunty sounding tunes, and you give it just the right touch of jauntiness.
Oh, thanks, Marion.
It's amazing. You run the whole gamut of songs, like from really romantic standard tunes to kind of off-the-wall tunes like The Witch is Dead.
Yeah.
How do you choose to, like, to put a set together with all those?
Well, that's one of the things that's really interesting. Doing a record, I've found over the years, is a lot different than putting a set together. Because when you're putting a show together, you really want people to experience a kind of a complete statement.
That's true.
About what you have to offer.
That's true.
And that means sometimes a little bit of what I sometimes refer to as musical whiplash, you know. Sometimes I'll make a joke in a set that it's pretty funny to think that the same guy that wrote Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead also wrote Last Night When We Were Young.
I know that. I guess a lot of people are pretty surprised by that.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Including me when I first heard that.
But when I'm doing a record, I'm sometimes more interested in having a sustained mood from beginning to end, because a lot of my favorite records are like that.
Well, now, I think I'm ready to hear you two do another tune.
This song is kind of, right now, it's my favorite song. Henry Mancini's Two for the Road.
Oh, I loved everything he wrote, and I was certainly in love with him.
And this one is, I think, underappreciated a little bit. A lot of the public doesn't know this song as well as some of the other famous Mancini songs.
Well, it's interesting that you say it's your favorite song right now. I mean, I can understand that, because maybe you hear somebody record a song, you hear a version of it, and you think, why haven't I done that? And all of a sudden it becomes the tune you must do all the time.
Right.
And then life goes on, you hear another tune.
We find in the band that we have to rotate things because we want them to remain fresh, you know? It's kind of like when you first learn a new song and you play it, it's like a new romance almost, and you're discovering things about it every night, every time you play it. But then after you play it every single night for a week or 2 weeks, you kind of have to put it away for a little while and then rediscover it again and say, oh, that was really, really a beautiful song. That's really nice the way the bridge goes there.
So well, like that's great that you think that way, and I guess that's why everything sounds so fresh and new. You know, I'm dying to hear this tune now. Two for the Road. I'm ready for that one.
Okay, let's go.
If you're feeling fancy free, come wander through the world with me. And every place we chance to be will be our rendezvous. For the road we'll travel down the years. collecting precious memories, selecting souvenirs, and living life the way we choose. In summertime, the sun will shine. In a winter, we'll drink summer wine. And every day that you are mine, will be a lovely day. As long as life still wears a smile, I know. Precious memories, selecting souvenirs, and living life the way we choose. In summertime, the sun will shine. Winter, we'll drink summer wine. And every day that you are mine will be a lovely day. As long as life still wears a smile, I know that we'll be two for the road, and that's a long, long while.
That song was lovely. I can tell that's your favorite song right now.
Yeah, it really is. It's just a great, great tune.
Well, how do you go about picking songs? How do you hear
them? Well, you know, I can pretty much say that, and maybe it's unusual for a singer, but my first priority is melody, good melody and good harmony. And then,
rather than the lyrics?
Yeah, I know that's maybe I'm committing a crime by saying that, but
I don't think so.
But I hear the melody and the harmony first, and then when there's a great lyric, that's wonderful. That's great. I mean, you can't have a great melody.
Need.
Yeah, if it's poetry without a great melody or harmony, it's not so interesting to me. Then just read the poem. You know, so that's how I think, and that melody, just the second, ba ba be doo dee doo dee bo ba ba be boo. That's it. All I had to hear was that, and I said, I want to sing that song.
Now, you went to Berkeley. Did you study singing?
I went to Berkeley very briefly. I was there about a semester and a half, and I eventually started studying with Jerry Bergonzi, a great jazz saxophone player and jazz teacher, jazz pedagogue.
Now, that's funny, because you're not playing the saxophone, but he must have some extra stuff to help you with for your singing. What was that?
Well, he teaches jazz improvisation to pretty much all different kinds of instruments, and he taught me the basics of jazz piano, very, very basic, you know, inversions of 2-5-1s and chords, and to hear scales more accurately over chords. And so I think he really opened my eyes to the element of musicianship that you kind of need to tackle some of the more difficult material.
Boy, you really have an attitude of you just want to be the best singer there is, and it's your whole life. Is that true?
Well,
to a certain extent.
I don't know. I mean, I think one of the things that sometimes I'll say is that love is an action. It's not an emotion. Somebody said that once, and I thought it was really a great quote. And so if you love something, you serve it. So I think I fell in love with jazz. I mean, I really fell in love with it. I fell in love with, you know, Bill Evans records and Miles Davis trumpet sound and, you know, Oscar Peterson's amazing fluid scalar work. And everything that I heard, I wanted to serve it somehow. You know, that was my sort of, it was just a passion. So
to incorporate it into what you do.
Right. And so it wasn't a thought of, I want to be better than this person or that person. It's just really a passion and a love and something I want to serve.
You're taking it all in,
well,
using it for yourself.
Right. Surround yourself with great musicians and let them challenge you. And so when they say, you know, why don't we do this kind of unusual song that isn't very commonly sung, I say, hey, why shouldn't I try to do that, you know?
And you do, and very beautifully. Well, in case you've just tuned in, we're here with Tierney Sutton and her accompanist, Christian Jacob. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. There must be so many different musicians that you listen to and you like their songs or their work. How about, for instance, Frank Sinatra?
Well, that's an interesting one, because when I first started getting into jazz, I was in my early 20s and late teens, and I was kind of a very closed-minded sort of jazz fanatic. And I didn't really think of Frank Sinatra as jazz. He wasn't, you know, he wasn't on any of my Miles Davis records.
A lot of people think that about him.
Right. And I think that what happened was as I matured and was listening to great singing, period. Who cares if it's jazz? Who cares what the label is? I mean, Patsy Cline is great singing, period. End of story. And I was introduced to the ballad records of Frank Sinatra. And I think Nelson Riddle's arrangements, Frank Sinatra's absolutely perfect ballad singing with just consummate emotion, craft, pitch, time. Everything about it is so pristine that it blew me away as a singer, and I then became this passionate Sinatra fan.
All I can say is, me too. Well, I guess you probably would like to sing something that is associated with him one way or another.
This is a song that we prepared for the record, but I jokingly say it was just too plain happy, because we decided to focus on the ballad material. But this is one that's a lot of fun, and I actually literally learned the melody by listening to Frank Sinatra sing it.
What tune is this?
This is East of the Sun.
Oh, that's great. And Christian's going to play this for you, right?
That's right.
That'll be terrific.
East of the sun and west of the moon, a wibbled a dream house of love, dear. Near to the sun in the daytime, near to the moon at night, we'll be living in a lovely way, dear. Sharing our love with the pale moonlight, just you and I, forever and a day. Love won't die, we'll keep it that way. High among the stars, we'll find a harmony of love to a lovely tune. East of the sun and west of the moon, mama dear, we'll be east of the sun. And wag-a-gag-a-gag-a, still the moon, east of the sun, and wag-a, still the moon. We'll build a dream house of love, dear, near to the sun in the daytime, near to the moon at night, living in a lovely way, shine our love in the pale moonlight, just you and I forever and a day. Love won't die, we'll keep it that way. High among the stars, we'll find a harmony of life to a lovely tune. East of the sun or west of the moon, my dear, we'll be east of the sun. And wag-a-gag-a-gag-a, still the moon. Sharing our love with the pale moonlight, just you and I, forever and a day. Love won't die, we'll keep it that way. High among the stars, we'll find a harmony of love to a lovely tune. East of the sun and west of the moon, my dear. East of the sun and west of the moon.
Well, I never heard a version of East of the Sun like that before. Why did you choose to do it as an uptune?
I'm not exactly sure how that came about. Sometimes I'll say jokingly in a show that, you know, after listening to Sinatra sing ballads, I knew that I could never sing a ballad better than Sinatra, but maybe I could sing a little faster than Sinatra. So
you did.
So I guess I did. It's just some things kind of, some melodies and rhythms just fit in my mouth in a way that it makes it very fun to do them terribly up. And that song does. Living in a lovely way, you know, I don't know. It's just something about it.
It's sort of jokey, and Christian took a beautiful solo on it. So I guess we can keep a Sinatra theme going, because I could play one for you, Ill Wind.
Oh, that would be gorgeous. It's one of my other favorite songs. I remember when that was my favorite song for a little while.
Well, it's always been one of mine, but I haven't played it for a while, so maybe it'll come out fresh. So I'll give it a try.
Terrific.
Thank you.
That was so beautiful, Marion.
Thank you.
There was a little Rhapsody in Blue in there at one point, I thought.
There might be other things sort of...
It's beautiful.
Sneak in. I love that. I love doing that.
I was thinking, Marion, that when you came to see us at the Algonquin, we were talking about Frank Sinatra, and you said, do you do Last Night When We Were Young? And I was thrilled because I knew that we had recorded it, and it's one of my favorites.
Boy, I have a nerve asking requests, boy. But you did it so beautifully, but I'm wondering if I could dare to accompany you on it this time.
I would love that.
Well, I hope you will. Okay.
Let's give it a whirl.
Last night, when we were young, love was a star, a song unsung. Life was so new, so real, so right. Ages ago, last night, today, the world is old. You flew away, and time grew cold. Where is that star that seems so bright? Ages ago, last night, to think that spring had depended on merely this, a look, a kiss, to think that something so splendid slip away in one little day, a break. So now let's reminisce and recollect the sighs and the kisses, the arms that clung.
That was incredible, Marion. I can't believe you played that in D flat in my singer key.
I tell you, I'm very proud of both of us because you sang it beautifully and I kind of managed to sneak through thinking.
You cannot sneak through on that tune because everything will go wrong if anything goes wrong.
Absolutely. Well, we'll be right back with my guest, Tiani Sutton, and her accompanist, Christian Jacob. For more information about piano jazz and a list of the tunes performed on today's program, visit our website at www.pianojazz.npr.org. Our program is made possible in part by the Baldwin Piano Company, manufacturers of the pianos heard on Piano Jazz. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Thank you. So what have you got coming up now?
We're going to do one of our kind of wacky arrangements that we did with the other members of the band, Trey Henry and Ray Brinker, but we're going to do a duo version of Bobby Troup's Route 66.
That's a great tune.
It is a great tune.
It's a fun tune.
It is, and you got to throw a little blues in after last night when we were young.
Absolutely. Well, you do that, and I'll listen.
Well, if you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. Cause it winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles along its way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City, looking mighty, mighty pretty. See Amarillo, seeing Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget one, don't knock Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino, won't you? Get hip to this timely tip. Oh, when you're taking a California a trip, get your kicks on Route 66. St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City, looking mighty, mighty pretty. See Amarillo, see Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip? When you're taking a California trip, get your kicks on Route 66. Oh, baby, get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Well, Route 66 is not a blues, but you sure gave it a bluesy feeling.
It's kind of an iconic tune. I think of it as a DNA tune. Songs
that
you know that are just part of your DNA, and they're part of everybody's sort of, you know, makeup. As soon as you sing, if you ever plan to motor west, everyone in the room knows what song you're doing.
Absolutely. Well, we'll have more music in a minute. My guest is Tierney Sutton, here today with her accompanist Christian Jacob. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR on the web at www.pianojazz.npr.org. You know, there's something we haven't done, and that is play together, the three of us. I haven't had a chance to play with Christian. And this way you can sing, and he and I can play, and you like that idea?
I love that idea. And I like the idea of finding one of the songs by Bill Evans, because we did a whole Bill Evans album.
And it's a great album.
Thank you.
And Blue and Green.
And I know that there's many things on that CD that you can play beautifully, so.
Well, we could pick a number of things. You pick one.
How about Waltz for Debbie? And at the beginning of it, as an introduction, I'll sing a little bit of another waltz that Bill wrote called Tiffany. And the lyric that I'm singing was written by Tiffany herself. Tiffany was Joe LaBarbera's daughter. And she was born when Joe was on the road with Bill Evans in the last Bill Evans trio.
I never knew all that.
Yes, and now she's in her 20s, and she's a wonderful singer in her own right. And when I got ready to make this CD, I emailed her and I said, I want your lyrics, because her father told me she had written a lyric to Tiffany. And so we recorded them as a sort of a medley. So I'll just sing a little tiny bit of that as the introduction to Waltz for Debbie, and then we'll play that together.
That's great, sort of vocal networking.
Right.
I love that. Well, shall we have at it?
Or shall we waltz?
Together?
Little girl standing there, laughing still at her cares. Smiling lips that whisper girlish swears to give your heart to me. My Tiffany, giggling girl child that the angels aim to be, with your wide-eyed stare, so soon you'll come to see that either way you'll always be my little girl to me. In her own sweet world, populated by dolls and clowns, and a prince and a big purple bear, lives my of the worried frowns that we weary grown-ups all wear. In the sun, she's dancing to silent music, songs that are spun of gold somewhere in her own. All too soon, she'll grow up and she'll leave her dolls and her prince and her silly old bear. When she goes, they will cry as they whisper goodbye. They will miss her, I fear, but then so will I. And so they will miss her, I'm sure, but then so they will miss her, I'm sure, but then so will I.
That was such a thrill for me, Marian, because to be honest with you, when we did the Bill Evans record, I was kind of hoping that I would get to be on your show.
Really? I'm flattered, but Bill Evans is good for so many things. He's good for that, too. And here you are, no more harboring thoughts about being on Piano Jazz.
Thanks, Bill.
And having Christian, too, that's an extra bonus. So what... This is... the wind-up, so what are you going to wind up with?
We're going to do a couple of tunes that are on the Frank Sinatra ballad CD, and the title track is Schwartz and Dietz's Dancing in the Dark, but we sort of melded that with a beautiful old standard Last Dance, The Last Dance.
Oh, that's a great song. I want to hear that being melded.
They got married in my living room one day.
Well, I've loved doing the show with you guys, and now I'm going to bow out and listen.
Thank you for having us, Marian.
It was a great kick.
It's the last dance. We've come to the last dance. They're dimming the lights down. They're hoping we'll go. It's obvious they're aware of us, the pair of us, alone on the floor. Still, I want to hold you like this forever and more. Ooh, dancing in the dark. The tune ends, we're dancing in the dark, and it soon ends, we're waltzing in the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by. Look looking for the light of a new love to brighten up the night. I have you, love, and we can face the music together. Orchestra's yawning, they're sleepy, I know, they're wondering just when will we leave, but till we leave, keep holding me tight through the last dance. Each beat of the last dance, and save me the first dance in your dreams to.
You were so wonderful with those last tunes. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having us. This was a real treat for us.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland and her guest, Tierney Sutton, with her accompanist, Christian Jacob. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson. Recording engineer, Duke Marcos. Assistant engineer, Chinook Kang. Mastering engineer, David Mitchell. Engineering intern, Evan Hill. Production manager, David Lyon. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1041 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29210. To learn more about the artists and music on this series, visit us on the web at pianojazz.npr.org. Support for this episode of Piano Jazz was provided by the National Endowment for the Arts, Blue Note Records, and Jazz Times Magazine, providing a window on the jazz world since 1970, with artist features and reviews at jazztimes.com. Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and NPR contributors, which include the Lemelson Foundation, committed to improving lives through invention in the U.S. and developing countries, on the web at lemelson.org, and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. This is NPR.